A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Mem Zayin, Psachim 47a, pagination page 93. We will start, though, from a discussion on the previous page, Mem Vav Amud Beis 46b, pagination 92. The discussion over here is regarding Erev Tavshilin, which is the special preparation that we make before Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is before Shabbos. For example, if Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, or Yom Tov is Friday, perhaps Friday Shabbos, so then we make an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov, which indicates that we have started to prepare for Shabbos even before Yom Tov began. And then on Yom Tov, we are permitted to prepare for Shabbos. So Friday afternoon, for example, we start cooking things and getting them ready for Shabbos. That becomes permitted because we did an Erev Tavshilin. The question is, what exactly is the problem of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? One approach mentioned in the Gemara is that there really is no problem. You're allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. In the words of Rashi, Chada Kedushahi, it's one holiness. And just like you're allowed to prepare from Yom Tov for itself in terms of cooking, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, as the Pasuk says, Ach asher yeyochel l'chol nefesh hu levado yeyosa lochem. You're allowed to do cooking on Yom Tov for itself. Similarly, if it's Chada Kedusha, you're allowed to do from Yom Tov for the Shabbos that comes right after it. That's one approach. This really is no problem. The Gemara tells us, except that we're worried that a person might prepare from Yom Tov to a weekday. And therefore, we make sure that there's an Erev Tavshilin so that we make a fuss over it, and everybody knows that it's only because it's Yom Tov to Shabbos that you're allowed to do it. But had it been Yom Tov to any other day, a weekday, you would not. That's a fairly lenient way of approaching the concept of Erev Tavshilin. Really, it's permitted to do Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, we're worried of a misunderstanding Yom Tov to weekday, and therefore we require an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara, however, offers a different approach. That approach can be found about 20 lines from the top. The beginning of a line. The discussion whether Amrinan or Lo Amrinan, whether we say the Svara or we don't say the Svara, but the Svara is Ho'il, since, Umekali Le Orchim, guests could come, Chazile, it is fitting even for today. Or do we not say that? What is the svara that's being described? I'm doing cooking on Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a different day. However, if I cook on Yom Tov early enough that guests might still come to enjoy it, then on spec, so to speak, I am cooking for today. And if the guests don't end up coming, I'll use it for Shabbos, which is the next day. This is a more serious way of looking at Erev Tavshilin, in which case you have to have done preparation before Yom Tov, and also you're supposed to be doing the cooking for Shabbos in a way that it could theoretically be used on Yom Tov. You're not cooking, according to the Svara, down to the last minute on Friday for Shabbos, but rather, earlier in the day, you cook in a way that it might be useful for guests, and then you end up using it for Shabbos. The Gemara, the last three words of the page that we've been doing, onto today's daf, tries to bring a proof to the more strict way of looking at Erev Tavshilin in an attempt to push away this concept that really Yom Tov to Shabbos is permitted, that's really not true. Esvei, let me ask you a question. Lechem Haponim, the showbreads in the Beis HaMikdash that were placed on the Shulchan, they were placed there on one Shabbos and were eaten on the following Shabbos by the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Ne'echal l'tisha la'asoro u'la'achar osar l'pochos v'lo yoser. They could be eaten 9 days from when they were made, 10 days or 11 days from the time they were made. Kate said, how does that work? Kedarko normally, l'tisha, it's 9 days from when it was baked. Ne'efa be'erev Shabbos, normally you would bake them on Friday, ne'echa b'Shabbos, and they're eaten on the following Shabbos after they've spent a week on the Shulchan. Chol Yom Tov liyos be'erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos on Friday, ne'echa l'Shabbos la'asara, then it turns out that they're going to be eaten on the 10th day from baking, because they would have to be baked on Thursday, because we're being told that they can't be baked on Yom Tov for use on Shabbos and the following Shabbos. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, if you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which was the only way that original Mishnah could get 2 days Yom Tov preceding the Shabbos, because they, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, weren't holding 2 days Yom Tov the way we do in Golos. So their way of getting 2 days Yom Tov was only by Rosh Hashanah. Ne'echal l'Shabbos la'acharasa, then it would be 11 days, because it would be baked on Wednesday. L'fisha'ena docha lo'as ha'Shabbos v'lo'as ha'Yom Tov, because you can't bake the showbreads not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, which was the purpose we were trying to bring a proof here, v'i amrit, and if you tell me, tzorche Shabbos na'asin b'Yom Tov, that really things used for Shabbos can be done on Yom Tov, that it's fairly lenient. It was only a misunderstanding, lest we do it for Shabbos, for weekday. Really, you're allowed to do Yom Tov for Shabbos. We're just worried you're going to do Yom Tov to weekday. Amaylo dochi Yom Tov, so why can't you make the showbreads on Yom Tov itself? Because the Beis HaMikdash is always more lenient on rabbinics. And if it's only the rabbis that were worried that you'll do Yom Tov to weekday, so then we should allow the Lechem HaPanim to be made on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Amar Lei, he answered, you can't bring a proof from the Lechem HaPanim that were required to be baked on the day preceding Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov itself, because Shavuos Kirova Hitiru. The only time they'll be more lenient and allow you to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos is if the Shavuos, the rabbinic violation that you're doing, which until now we didn't want you baking Yom Tov to Shabbos because we were worried about Yom Tov to weekday, so we're going to be lenient on that rabbinic rule if it's krova, if it's close, if the showbreads, if the Lechem HaPanim are going to be eaten now. But Shavuos Rechoka, but for Shabbos of the following week, lo hitiru. That's not a leniency that we put into place. You have to understand exactly why not. What's the problem with the next Shabbos? So Rashi before used the word that Shabbos v'Yom Tov chodo kedusha hi. Shabbos and Yom Tov are one kedusha, and perhaps the Shabbos of the next week doesn't qualify for that phrase. It's not considered chada. Rashi over here uses the word hitiru as if perhaps only because it's close and the benefit is imminent, that's why it was allowed. But for something that's next week, it sounds a little bit more like their discretion. They didn't allow it. The other factor to consider is to realize that they were not actually using it this Shabbos, but there was a mitzvah to put it on this Shabbos. And apparently the mitzvah to put it on this Shabbos also was not strong enough to allow baking on Yom Tov, And that's what this braisa is teaching us, that even though perhaps sometimes we're more lenient in the Beis HaMikdash, but in this case, Beis HaMikdash of Lechem HaPanim case, and our regular requirements are going to be similar in that it has to be baked before Yom Tov begins, and that baking on Yom Tov does not have any leniency when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.